Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the way we pray. Clap your hands and celebrate. I'd like to welcome you to the show of the Spirit of the Soldier, where we welcome this knowledge and wisdom of God, and we will share together. I'm your host, Brother David. Let us start off with prayer. Heavenly Father, we just glorify and magnify your name for your love, mercy, and grace, and forgiveness of our sins so we can come boldly to the throne. We know, Father God, that we can say nothing because we know you are with us. And because you are with us, Father God, we want to be able to come forward today and deliver a knowledge, Father God, we never knew before. We want to gain the wisdom, Father God, that we never had before through your word. So we thank you, Father God, that I, as a deliverer, will increase. And you, Father God, through the Holy Spirit, will increase to share your wisdom and understanding. And we will walk with, Father God, with the discernment of information, Father God, to help us be stronger in you, to build a closer and stronger and more powerful relationship with you. For we praise you and we honor you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, welcome. Again, our show is all about developing that authentic relationship with yourself, with God, and others. So we can do this by being transformed by the renewing of our mind, our spirit, and our heart. Today's quote is, "The secret of happiness is not to do what you like to do, but to learn to like what you have to do." King George V. The scripture says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." See, when we go to God first, we don't have to be concerned about the challenges of life, because when we build that relationship with God, because we're seeking him and his knowledge and wisdom, we're going to get all we need and more. That is what the power of relationships is about. For relational influences can have a significant impact on how we navigate our lives. And even more so when we establish a relationship with God. If we establish that relationship with God as well as with ourselves, we can follow through on the plans he has intended for our lives, and we can end up gaining the best outcome possible. I'm reminded of a story of a mother in a relationship and a daughter relationship, and I think it's pretty significant. There was a very beautiful mother who had home, it was a single parent, and so this mother was doing her job normally, and unfortunately, when she came home, the house was burning. She knew that her daughter was there. The babysitter had come out. In the process, the daughter was screaming upstairs, and the house was just basically in flames. She ran through the fire, and she got her daughter. But unfortunately, she suffered burns all over her arms and hands. Well, as time would move on, she went to establish herself in a new home, and she moved forward. Well, by this time, her daughter had grown a little older. It was now having friends and associates, but she was a little ashamed of her mother's arms. And she would always tell her mother, "Mother, if my friends come over, can you just cover your arms up?" The mother, being a loving mother and understanding the impact of influence of peers and friends, she would cover her arms up. But one day they had a mother and daughter talk, and the daughter was pretty curious. So she said, "Mom, what happened? How did you end up with those burns and scars?" The mother hesitated to tell her the story because she never told her about it. But she proceeded forward. And she said, "Baby, I ended up having to save your life in a fire in a home we used to have. And that's how I got burnt." Well, the daughter, feeling shame and shock because she didn't know, she felt really bad. And she cried tears of sadness and disappointment, but she also had tears of gratitude because she appreciated what her mother had done. And she looked at the mother and said, "Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. In my eyes, from this point on, your arms and your hands are beautiful, and never cover them again." The moral of the story is, just because something doesn't appear the way we think it should be doesn't mean that the value of something is ugly. In other words, the mother, regardless of how she looked, her core values, her core meaning with her daughter, or I should say the love she had for her daughter, had more meaning than putting her own life at risk. This is what we're talking about, building a real relationship. And that impact from that story that she told her daughter had a major influence on how she interacted as she moved on to become a parent herself. So let's recap from last week when we talked about building a relationship with self and God. The scripture says in Genesis 2:18, "It is not good for man to be alone, and I will make a helper, a suitable one for him." Well, we know that was in the time of Genesis of Adam and Eve. But I believe that God recognized the importance that we all need to have a relationship with someone. So it's not just in that time frame, but today we need to build that relationship. And we talked about the meaning of relationships. Relationships is a state of being or interdependent, where you are neither dependent nor independent, but you are bound in a connected relationship with someone. But if we have our relationship with God, we can look at it this way. Say that the relationship with God means that we are receiving communication from God himself, both through his word and the history that we have. It comes through us through Jesus Christ and his teaching, from the cross, from his apostles, through his word, and him speaking through us by the importance of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. It shows us the importance and the vital need that we have to have with it comes down to depending on that relationship with the Holy Spirit so we can have spiritual growth. Now, we talked about the categories of self, God, family, friends, and associates, but we begin with the relationship with self and others. God and our relationship we have with self is important because it helps us to improve that interconnection with others once we have that relationship with God and ourselves. And God made sure that he developed a plan, because in Jeremiah 11, he said, "For I know the plan I have for you, because of a plan to encounter harm, to give you a future and a hope." Why is it important to understand the power of relationship influence and how they affect our lives? It's because relational influence combined with emotional influence can increase, be powerful. They can either build a strong relationship with you and God, which allows you to relate to others better. You will be able to have a deeper level of intimacy with others as well as with God. It will allow you to increase your level of caring about God's plan for your life and how it impacts others. And ultimately, you will have a greater, more powerful influence on those you're connecting with, whether it's short-term or long-term, because many people come in our lives and they all have some form of impact. In Matthew 15:11, it says, "It's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth." So how many times have we thrown words around into the universe when we say things like, "I hate my hair, I'm so stupid, I'm not pretty or cool, I'm ugly"? We think that these words bring negative energy into our vibration and affect us in a physical level, and they really do. The mold experiments were conducted with water. Why? Because the sound vibration travels through water four times faster than it does through the open air. Consider the fact that your body is 70% water. You understand how quickly vibrations from negative words resonate in your cells. The scripture says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. In many cases, what we take in has a major influence on how we relate to God, others, and ourselves. If we take a moment to think about our self-talk, we can see that it's filled either with positive or negative statements that has a major impact on how we pass it on to others in our lives. Usually, in most cases, this starts with our relationship with our parents. If those interactions with our parents are compromised, it begins, or I should say, it starts the challenges of us having to try to fight off these negative influences. This is why it's important how we communicate with our children. Research from the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says that short children and adults are prone to intimate what they see and hear in the news. A kind of contagion effect, describing as copycat event. Crime can expose the violence and negative words can lead to fear, desensitization, numbing, and in some sort increased aggressiveness and violent behavior. So you can see that if we start with the children, giving them negativity, then surely they will become the young adults and mature adults who operate in a level where their self-esteem is compromised, they interact with others is compromised, even God is compromised. But the word says in Psalms 51:10-12, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast, trusty, or loyal spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence or take away your Holy Spirit. Restore to me the joy of salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." See, God already knew what we what was required of us to be able to fight the oppositions that come our way, the negativity that come our way. But yet we can't speak opposite of what God's word says about us. We have to stay centered on the power of what God's word says. Thus, in building a relationship with God, we begin to say things about ourselves like he says, like in Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Again, we understand the impact of the words we hear, the things we see, what is inside us will come out of us. And if we don't have the faith-filled words that God had intended for us to speak, then obviously we're going to have those negative things that Satan wants us to say. And usually in most cases, they're not positive. They're not uplifting. They're not motivating. They're not encouraging. They're not supporting. They're not nothing that sponsors anyone. It just brings you down. But the good thing, if we speak what God says, he say, you are a child of God in Galatians 3:26. For in Christ Jesus, you are sons of God through faith. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it said, you are a whole new person with a whole new life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things pass, and behold, new has come. Remember, we want to renew our mind. We want to be transformed by speaking the things that God says about us. Yes, we know, we've heard through the course of our life, and sometimes that becomes almost precedent for how we see ourselves. But we can be renewed. We can change by speaking God's word. It also says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. God gave us this body. We should take care of this body. We should love this body. I heard T.D. Jakes one time say, he had a relationship with himself. Basically, he was saying that when you have an intimate relationship with someone else, a wife, a girlfriend, or a husband, boyfriend, whatever the case is, you take interest in that person. You spend time with that person. You want to understand the person. That is what we should be doing, to understand ourselves. In one of my previous sessions, I talked about know thyself, develop thyself, love thyself. As you go forward, you begin to start to understand when you study God's word, as you're developing, you get to start to know yourself a little more, the pros and cons, the positive and the negatives of yourself. And then you can fine-tune it. And as you fine-tune it, you begin to love yourself even more. And as you begin to love yourself even more, you come closer to God even more. You see, God is always there, but sometimes we put those walls up that block us from having that bonded relationship with him because we're so filled with such negativity. One of my challenges is us down. But what said us, it comes out of us. So we have to put the right things into us. We have to put his word in. It also says that we are artwork of God, for we are his workmanship. And Jesus beforehand, that we should walk in him. God made us from crafty hands. He created us in his image. So there's no flaw. I know I've met many people, especially this recent while I was working with my young kids, and some kids I looked at and they were absolutely beautiful, but they didn't see themselves that way because they make comparison or they're competing to be something that they wasn't or they're not. Because God didn't design them to be like someone else. God designed them to be themselves. And that's how we have to see it. Everything that God made is good. It only gets distorted when man starts to put his hand into it. And he doesn't have, if you will, the spirit of the Holy Spirit leading him to do what God wants to do. But once we start speaking the words that God says about ourselves, oh, there's a change, there's a transformation. That renewing of the mind starts to help us to grow. And change can be difficult for us. In the military, one of my commanders had an acronym for change. He said that the C represented conflict, where we sometimes, when change comes up, it is a change. They said the change could be hurt created. And for some, the A represented anger. Some people get very angry because they don't like change. But as we go to communicate with others, the N represents network. We start to network with others, other Christians, other positive people, other faith-filled people, and they give us things that help us to build and rebuild our spirit. And then from there, the G represented growth. We begin to grow. And as we begin to grow, the expectation, we change the way we think things. We start to see those things that we thought was ugly, that didn't have any value, become valuable. And the change doesn't have the negative impact anymore. We welcome the change. And as we welcome the change, we begin to see what our purpose is. You are God's messenger to the world, an act of aid is in. And you will see power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. By my being my witness in Jerusalem and Samaria and to the ends of the world, we become the messenger. But we have to maintain the right message, the message that uplifts others, that inspire others, that motivate others. And we have to go out with courage. One of our army values was courage. We have to go with courage. It's very difficult, I know, to stand before people, to talk to people sometimes, to share the good news, because there's so many versions of how we should see the world. But God's word is the truth, the life, and the way. And we have to take that to the world. Yes, we're not sinless. So none of us are going to step up to someone like we have arrived and we're perfect. But we can come in our own perfect state, the way God designed us. Just like he used Aaron for Moses, he still used both of them. Moses was feeling compromised, not saying what God said about him, but he gave him Aaron to speak for a moment. And then Moses built a relationship with God, got stronger, and went forward. And he began to speak with that boldness, that courage that he needed. That's what God says about us. And the most beautiful thing of it all is that God said in Romans 5, but God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, we are greatly loved by God, that he would send his only begotten son, like that mother who sacrificed her own to save her daughter, so that God sacrificed his own to save us. So we're worthy. And as we start to build this relationship with God, we start to communicate with God. As we spoke speaking today, sometimes when people say, well, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what prayer is. Prayer is just communicating with God. Going to your quiet corner, speaking to someone and saying, my God, I just want to talk to you and tell you my story. Well, you already know what you're going to come up with. But still, you're showing that you want to build that relationship with him. And that's important. And building that relationship with yourself where you start to fine-tune yourself, develop yourself, get to know yourself better. And as you start establishing that relationship with God, reading his word, studying his word, meditating on his word, sharing his word, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. The more you hear it, the more it marinates into your spirit. As it marinates into your spirit, the Holy Spirit gives you that guidance, that knowledge, that wisdom, that understanding of discernment, so you go out and share it with the world. So how do we continue to build that relationship with self and others? We make God's word work. We put it to work. It's not to sit on the shelf or sit on the nice cocktail table. As we get this word in us, we need to go share it. Be not ashamed to share the gospel. Be not ashamed to share the plan of salvation to someone, even at whatever level you're at. Because, again, as I've lived my life, I know now that nothing is greater. Nothing gives me the greatest reward is seeing someone at their best. And I know the beginning, as he said in his word, seek ye first your kingdom and all that's right, all these things will be added. So, therefore, I know you're going to get the best when you're seeking God because he only has the best. So we make God's word work. And secondly, we stop saying negative things about ourselves or to others. For remember, we have some kind of influence on ourselves and other people. We can affect them in a positive way, or we can affect them in a negative way. We see what happens in a negative way when we see crime at an all-time high. We see children lost out in the community, don't know which way to go. We hear this generation or my generation say the young people today. But I like to say we have to take responsibility because we are responsible to ensure that these children today understand God's word. And some of us, and I have to admit at times, I fell short myself. But as I get to know God more, God gives us back what the locusts took away. And he gives us time to be able to make that change. So it's never too late when we're in God. And we have to stop being self-deprecating to one and to ourselves. Stop saying those negative things. Say what God's word says about you. Say that you're a king's kid. You're a king. You're a queen. Say the things that God says about you. Say that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Like Peter said, not in my might, but in Christ. And therefore, you know you can move the mountains with the faith of the sea. We have to get rid of that negativity regimen that we have because it produces nothing. It makes no sense to plant the seeds that God gives us that's telling us we can move mountains when we come right back and dig them up. That's not the way farmers do business in order to receive the harvest. And we have to start using words. I noticed something about Donald Trump. He says those most positive, boosting words, fabulous, fantastic, amazing. We have to put emphasis on it. Or we get excited and say all these other kind of words when we get a little worked up. Now we have to start saying those same words that God says we should say that helps us to be stronger. That's what it said earlier. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. Change that spirit that was negative into that spirit that is positive the way God intended to be. And then we have to circle ourselves with the right kind of people. Now, Jesus was around everybody, so there's no respect of a person. So the more we're around people who are positive, who are uplifting and motivating, they can inspire us, they can strengthen us, they just say iron sharpens iron, and allows us to go out now and help those who are not feeling their absolute best. We can stand there and talk to the homeless. We can talk to the guys that got themselves or girls caught up in drugs. We can talk to the people who don't have much. We can sit down and have that conversation to help them to be the best they could be. This is important that we do this. So remember, Satan is going to always try to bring you something negative, but we have to say what Jesus said in Luke 4:8. Jesus answered him and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." When we start to learn how to put Satan behind us and our thoughts and our actions and our deeds and move towards being about the Father's business as Jesus was, then we seem to be able to move those mountains, no matter what they may be, whether they're health, whether they're within emotions or psychological issues, whatever these issues are that we struggle with, relational issues, because, again, it's all about relationships. And if we can turn to build those relationships with others in a positive way, in a faith-filled way, in a more encouraging way, we make and see things change until Jesus' return. So again, I'm excited about the ideal of renewing our mind. I'm excited about building a relationship with God and myself. And I hope that at some point you start to do the same if you haven't already. Start building that relationship. There's no crime. The word says that we have to love ourselves and love ourselves.